If the deep end is where you want to be, go to the deep end. The blue will hide your tears. Let them flow. The shallow water holds no mystery. If the deep end is where you want to be, just go. If your knees shake, let them shake.
Michael Eck returns with special guest to Cafe Lena on Friday night for a combined 60th birthday party and album release show. Michael's a dear friend to this program, to this radio station, debuted at Cafe Lena in 1990 and just offered a sold-out solo album release show in 2022. For this event, he'll be joined by an all-star ensemble. If I get any of these names wrong, you will correct me, Michael. Roseanne Ranieri, Kevin Mall, Sten Isaacson, and Bob Buckley. Together, they will join in on old favorites, new songs from Fermata being released at the concert. It is a great pleasure to welcome Michael Eck back to the roundtable. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Joe Donahue. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really very excited to see you. When is your actual birthday?
It's Friday.
Oh,
it's
good.
It's the actual show.
I'm going to have you just move that microphone a little bit more, like bring it down.
Like that?
Yeah, but more like this.
Like this.
Is that better, Michael? Mike. Okay. Excellent. We're good. Thank you. Oh, so you get to actually do it on your birthday. That's great.
I'm doing it on my birthday. Yeah.
That'll be really special.
Yeah.
How did the whole thing come together?
You know, for this record, I decided that Chris Wink, who is at another area radio station, recorded me live again, which was wonderful. So thoughtful of him. And I decided to have some guest musicians come in. Now, Kevin Mall, who's going to join us for the performance, was not able to make it up for the sessions, but he's flying up just for the gig, which is really thrilling. But the other three folks, you just heard Roseanne Ranieri sing with me, and she's been out of music for many years, so excited to work with her. And what we did is the pre-production was rehearsal and sorting out what we wanted in each song, and it felt really special. It felt good to play with people in that way again.
When you say in that way, how do you define that way?
Well, I've always played in lots of different bands. We'll talk about one of them a little bit later. The song we just heard, in fact, The Deep End, is dedicated to my friend Frank Jaklich, who I played with for 20 years, and I play in one band called Good Things with former members of his group. So in that way, for me, as a songwriter, I often perform solo. But with these guest musicians, it just makes it so exciting to hear your own song sort of fully fleshed out. So.
And I guess we'll just touch on this for a second, but Cafe Lena is just a beautiful venue to perform in, especially for you. And
well, I'm going to play partisan for a moment. I've been a board member for 17 years now, and seeing the transformation it's gone through, a lot of these songs were written during workshops with the Cafe Lena School of Music. The way that the cafe has reached out to community, the way the venue itself is, it's just the most special place to play. So I'm very excited to be doing it there.
Very cool. Give us an idea of how the evening will unfold.
I'm going to do the first song by myself, Joe, and then the rest of it I've got guests. The last time I played there was pretty much just by myself. For the last two songs, my kids joined me, but this time it's going to be a concert with a band for the whole show. We're going to do probably only about half of the new record. We're going to do a lot of old, to say classics is really arrogant, but songs that people might know from previous records that some of these musicians have even played on. And we're also going to do, at Sarah Craig's suggestion, Sarah is the executive director of the cafe, we're going to do a couple folk songs.
Yep.
And I'm doing selections from the Anthology of American Folk Music by Harry Smith.
What has it been like putting together the set list, how it's going to, is that complete, or will that come at the moment, or how will that work?
The set list for this show is pretty much complete. I'm not going to say there can't be surprises because
sure.
It's me. You never know.
Call an audible.
Exactly. But it was very difficult and wonderful to try and put this together. And a lot of it was based on the players who I'm working with. Boy, talk about arrogant. Duke Ellington wrote charts for specific members of his band. In this case, I looked at the specific people who are going to accompany me and thought, what songs could showcase their talents best?
And that, I assume that's been really cool to see come to fruition.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the idea of having the album, having the birthday, does it put you in a reflective mood of your musical career?
How could it not? I'm too busy writing songs. I've written at least an album's worth of material since the first session for this record.
Yep.
Now, I'm not going to make a record of that, but just I'm still super invested in that. But how can it not put you in a reflective mood? So, and part of making the set list and going back, which of these older songs do I do? Which do I not do? Who's going to be upset by that? Who's not? You know, it's been a lot of fun, but yes, reflective.
Give me an idea, just because I can't imagine it, but just give me an idea of like who would get upset over what?
This is not a good example of who would get upset, but my daughter and her husband, Christy, got married last July, and it's kind of a surprise for me. Their first dance together as man and wife was one of my songs. So that's on the set list. And now she can't make it because she's got to be teaching NISMA that evening.
Oh, right.
Okay,
so that kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you look at, to me, and I'm not a musician and I'm not a songwriter, but I would think it would be similar as to going through a photo album and picking out. You have an album of in your case, an actual album, but that you would be going through a photo album, and you would take maybe out of 50 pages, you take three photos, and they would be representative of that span of time.
Yep.
And so you're telling a lot, but you're leaving a lot out as well.
Absolutely.
And that is, but I assume, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it seems like the goal would be to not only celebrate the album, to celebrate the musicians that you respect and getting them together and putting them in the best light, as you said, and working on how they play, but also to show your maturation as an artist.
So the new record, I mentioned we're only going to do about half of that. The half that we're not doing, I recorded solo. Mm-hmm. So as you said, I want to show my respect towards these wonderful musicians who are accompanying me. By picking songs, my first record came out 30 years ago. By choosing the songs, I hope that it'll represent that. And that's really not my place to judge that, I don't think.
Yeah.
But your analogy of a photo album, I totally buy that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lost Radio Rounders. So how does that fit into this picture?
Lost Radio Rounders is one of two bands I currently play with.
The other being?
Good Things, which yep. I mentioned Frank Jaklich. Lost Radio Rounders is Tom Lindsay on guitar and vocals, Paul Jossman on banjo and vocals. I worked with Paul in Ramblin' Jug Stompers. I've worked with Tom, gosh, since before I've put out my first solo record. We do historic American folk music. We're actually up for an Eddie Award in Folk Traditional Artist of the Year category this Sunday. So that's very exciting for us.
Yep.
Thank you. And what we're doing this year is a program. We do themed programs of historic American music. Plenty of things people could see at our website, lostradiorounders.com, for that. But we're doing a program called Songs America Voted By. And it's showing that politics has always been crazy. It goes from 1840 to 1940. But we've got a bunch of public shows of that coming up that are on the website. And we've also got a YouTube channel with plenty of videos, but we'll be playing in Clarksville for the Historical Society on May 1st, at the Berkshire Athenaeum on September 7th, the Gilderland Library on October 20th, and the New Scotland Historical Association on November 3rd. Again, all those are on the website. But it's been just a joy. We've been playing now for, gosh, it's probably like 17 years or something. It's really a lot of fun playing these old songs. And Tom does this incredible amount of research. So it's infotainment. We present the stories behind the song. So,
LostRadioRounders.com to find out more information and to see the calendar of the events that will be taking place, beginning with the show in Clarksville at the Clarksville Community Church. And it's LostRadioRounders.com. This is how brilliant a interviewer I am, that on a campaign songs during an election year seems to make sense.
There you go. Aren't we smart like that?
Wow.
Now, you know what's smarter than that, Joe?
Yeah.
Is ending the campaign songs at 1940.
Well, right. Absolutely. But let's face it, there's still a lot to reflect on there, right?
There is. And 1840 was the sort of big bang of political songs where they'd take these old familiar melodies and put new lyrics to them. So a lot of people will know these melodies. But so by taking a look at that 100 years, it shows you that there's nothing new in politics.
Do you in your songwriting now veer toward the political, or do you try to avoid it at all costs?
I sometimes veer to it.
is that because it's what you're feeling, what's on your mind, and that it's visceral?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm wise enough to not often include those songs on my records.
Mm-hmm.
They've snuck by once in a while.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And as I think most good, well, at least you say campaign songs, but also maybe a second cousin is the protest song where you also can add a little anger to that.
I've written some of those in the past as well.
Yeah.
Can I share something with you that I think you would find enjoyable, Joe?
No.
On this new record, Fermata, also one of the things I've been exploring for the past many years is songs inspired in some way or based in some way on literature. So there's songs on this record that were inspired or based on the works of John Steinbeck, Raymond Carver, Stuart Onan. So that's kind of fun.
Oh, I love Stuart Onan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great author. The others are, too. It's just he's contemporary and still around, still with us.
The thing where I mentioned that I've written a whole another record since I started Fermata, that was all based on the works of Michael Ondaatje, who's one of my favorite authors.
Also, yeah. Really good stuff. How do you find yourself? Does it need to gestate for a while after reading before you think about writing and songwriting about it, or does it come as you're reading?
One of the things I so enjoy about songwriting is that each time it comes a little differently.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's words first, sometimes it's music first, sometimes it's a combination of the two. The same thing when I'm reading. In the case of Ondaatje, it was rereading all this material. So it's kind of looking for things. So I took a lot of notes. And sometimes you'd finish the night and go, oh, I got to get up and write this. Other times you'd write it a week later.
You can find out about Lost Radio Rounders by going to LostRadioRounders.com and those performances coming up. But first, Michael Eck returns to Cafe Lena on Friday night for his 60th birthday party and an
Geezer.
Album. And an album release show. It is the new album is Fermata. Michael Eck, it's a Cafe Lena, cafelena.org, two F's in cafe. Just don't forget that. Really great to have you here. Thank you very much.
So good to see you. Be well.
Have a beautiful birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you, and have a wonderful evening Friday night. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.